From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is in northern Iraq for talks with Kurdish leaders on expanding the battle against the Islamic State militants. Carter arrived at the Erbil airport today to be greeted by the deputy prime minister of the Kurdish Autonomous Region of Iraq. Iraqi Kurds have emerged as a key ground force in the U.S.-led fight against Islamic State. Carter told reporters today, the Kurdish Peshmerga have performed very well. They've been what we look for in all of this conflict as capable, motivated forces who can defeat ISIL and govern territory as appropriate. The Islamic State group has now launched an FM radio channel in Afghanistan's Nangarhar region. VOA's Aisha Tanzim has details.
Local journalists say the FM channel has been active for almost a month and can also be heard in the provincial capital, Jalalabad. Local provincial council member Zabihullah Zmaray said the broadcast tries to convince the local population that their current system is un-Islamic. Local journalist Anat Khan, who has heard the broadcast, said the population is scared. They say that they will fly the black flag first in Kabul, then in Islamabad, and afterwards in all the capitals of the Muslim world, said Khan. According to the Afghan TV channel Tolo News, a spokesman for the provincial governor said they are making efforts to get the station off air. Aisha Tanzim, VOA News, Islamabad.
President Barack Obama today meets with his national security team to review efforts across our entire government to prevent attacks and protect our homeland. Mr. Obama is due to make a statement after the meeting at the National Counterterrorism Center. The president has made several recent statements seeking to reassure Americans after a deadly attack in San Bernardino, California, earlier this month. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon yesterday warned Burundi is on the brink of civil war that could threaten the region.
What we have seen over the past few days is chilling. I have asked Mr. Jamal Ben Omar, my special advisor, to go to the region before the end of this week to speak to the African Union, the countries in the region, and of course, the government of Burundi. An inclusive political dialogue is needed urgently. We must do all we can to prevent the mass violence and act decisively should it erupt.
The African Union is demanding an end to the violence in Burundi as well, warning it will not allow the country to descend into genocide. The AU Peace and Security Council is concerned political violence in Burundi could trigger civil war with the kind of ethnic conflict that led to mass killings in neighboring Rwanda in 1994. And the council on Twitter today said Africa will not allow another genocide on its soil. Russian President Vladimir Putin in his annual news conference with reporters says he is ready to work with any president elected by the American people in order to develop better ties with the United States. Regarding Syria, Mr. Putin said the Russian military operation there will continue until the start of a political process with the Syrian people to determine who rules the country. On Turkey, which recently shot down a Russian plane, Putin said he sees no possibility of overcoming strained ties with the current Turkish leadership. And further, he was shocked that Turkey hadn't tried to explain its action but turned for help from NATO instead. China has now lodged an official protest and is threatening sanctions against companies participating in a U.S. arms deal with Iran. The U.S. State Department formally notified Congress Wednesday of its plan to sell two naval warships, anti-tank missiles, amphibious assault vehicles, and Stinger surface-to-air missiles worth a total of $1.83 billion in arms to Taiwan. China regards Taiwan as part of its territory and is threatened to invade the island if it declares its independence. But White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the deal is consistent with the U.S. commitment to help maintain Taiwan's defense.
Today's notification is consistent with the Taiwan Relations Act and U.S. support for Taiwan's ability to maintain a sufficient self-defense capability. I would hasten to add that there has been no change to our longstanding One China policy that's based on the three joint communiques and the Taiwan Relations Act.
A spokesman for China's foreign ministry urged the Obama administration to cancel the sale and do something more conducive for U.S.-China relations and the peaceful development of cross-strait relations. Global investors are welcoming the U.S. Central Bank's decision to raise interest rates on the main interest for the first time since 2008. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.